Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Building Roman's Empire podcast. Welcome to episode number 2002. If you haven't heard the last two episodes, I highly recommend you go back and you check them out. There's a lot of value in those. But in today's episode, guys, we're going to discuss building your business and your business structure. So most of it is going to be me telling you guys about my business and my business structure, why I structured it the way I did, and the benefits of structuring your business the way I structure mine. There's obviously no right or wrong way to structure a business. Everyone's business is different. But I feel like the way I built it out is the most beneficial to me, and I get to utilize every single lead to its highest potential and highest profit margin. So without any further ado, let's dive right into the actual podcast and the actual content while I turn my phone off so we got no more disruptions. All right, so here we go. So what I'm going to do is basically run through every single branch. Is it a branch? I guess every single aspect of our business and how it branches out. And then we're going to go through and talk about each one. So first is the lead generation branch, which is responsible for generating leads. And this is like your money-making machine. You need to have lead generation machine. In my business, what it looks like is it's ran by virtual assistants. I manage everyone. Well, I manage the manager, okay, and I oversee the operation. But then there's the manager who manages the virtual assistants. So our lead generation consists of multiple different sources, which is SMS, direct mail, cold calling. All sorts of, that's pretty much it. SMS, cold call, direct mail. We double down a lot of it, track our KPIs. So that's the lead generation, okay? So this is where we get about 5 to 10 leads per day, fresh new leads. And then it goes to acquisitions, and the acquisitions person calls them and negotiates them and tries to lock them in. Okay, so that's lead generation, okay? Next is we have a wholesale branch of the business. So once we get some of these deals, we decide on, hey, are we going to wholesale them? Are we going to keep them? And it just depends on the situation. Sometimes we keep them, sometimes we wholesale them. Depends on how busy we are, what kind of other deals are we working on. We do wholesaling too. And so we'll dive deep into wholesaling in the next segment. But right now we're just running through them. So lead generation, wholesale. Next is we have a flipping branch. So with the flipping branch, you know, same thing, we get a lead, and then if we decide to flip it, it goes into our flipping bucket. Next is wholetails. Wholetails is something very similar to flipping. If you don't know what a wholetail is, I think I'm going to actually do a whole podcast on this, on what exactly is a wholetail and how it works. Basically a wholetail is like, it's not a full-on flip. It's very light flip, like a light rehab, paint, sometimes carpet, and we throw it back on the market, okay? And then we have the rental branch or rental bucket of the business, which is same thing. If a lead comes in through our lead generation machine, and I think it makes sense to keep as a rental because we got it for an awesome deal. It's in the rental market neighborhood, and I know what we can get for rent. I put it into our rental portfolio. So that's the rental side of the business. And the last is listing. So my wife is actually a real estate agent. So our lead generation machine generates a lot of leads. You know, like I said, about 5 to 10, about 10 leads per day on average between cold callers and SMS people. And then we have free leads too sometimes, or referrals, stuff like that. So if it's not a good idea to wholesale, or actually the way it becomes a listing lead is if the person wants like retail value or above retail value. So then it becomes a listing lead. So we just push that into our listings, and we push that to my wife. And she picks it up and she works the deal. And we got quite a few of those too. You know, we're trying to actually utilize every single lead that comes in. Okay, so now that you know what the business kind of looks like, let's dive deep into each one. All right. So I kind of touched on it a little bit, but let's talk about the lead generating machine that I have. Basically, it looks like this. It's me. Okay. I oversee a manager who's virtual in the Philippines. He's awesome. He knows his stuff, and he oversees three other people. Well, no, two. For now, it's two other people. Well, if you include my acquisitions, it is three, actually. So he oversees three other people, okay? And between those people, it's acquisitions. It is SMS marketing person and a cold caller. And I know some people have like 5 cold callers, 10 cold callers, and we just have one of each. But they're really good at what they do because we train them and we coach them weekly. Yes, we put a lot of time into our people. So I think my virtual assistants are way better than your average virtual assistant because of how trained they are. So, and you know, these VAs are also responsible for pulling lists, skip tracing the list, loading the list into all the softwares that we use. So I'm kind of hands off at this point. And I think this is a very interesting topic just to dive deep into virtual assistants and how they are self-managing themselves and how I train them. And I think down the road, I'll make this into a full-on podcast because there's just way too much that I can talk about when it comes to virtual assistants. But let's move on to the next bucket, which is the wholesale. So let's dive deep into the wholesale. So the reason I choose to do wholesaling is because not all the deals sometimes are worth me taking down myself and using funds to actually close on. Like heavier rehabs or I don't know, just not the best neighborhoods. I just don't want to deal with that. I just want to give it to some other investor. There's a lot of investors that buy a lot of different types of deals, and I'm not the best fit for every deal. So we'll put it under contract, but if I don't like it or I just don't want to deal with it, or if it's a heavy rehab, I'll just wholesale it. And I have a virtual assistant who is trained in wholesaling. He's the one that actually creates the marketing campaigns and sends out the SMS blast to cash buyers. First of all, he finds the cash buyers. Then he builds relationships with them. And then when we do have a deal, he sends out text blast to all of them and emails. And we track KPIs on everything. So we know like what text performs the best, what email performs the best. And we'll dive deep into the wholesale branch on a separate podcast, but this is just a quick overview. All right, next one is the flipping, and people love the flipping, guys. I know this is what you guys want to hear. In my flipping operation, this is what generates the most money in my business is the flipping. We get, I don't know, right now we're doing 3 flips right now as I'm recording this podcast. But we're trying to scale up to do about, this year, I want to do about 20 to 30 flips a year. And that's where the money really is. That's where the big chunks of cash comes in from, is from my flipping operation. We average probably like 40, now I'd say like $50,000+ per flip. So as you can see, this is the most profitable business we have, or branch of the business. It's the flipping. In the flipping operations, I have a construction manager or project manager who oversees the construction guys and the contractors. He's the one that schedules them. I mean, I do too sometimes. You know, I have a couple of relationships with the few guys that I reach out to, but most of the time, the project manager does all that. And we also have one full-time guy, the master of all trades, I call him. This guy literally knows how to do everything. We pay him well. He's on our payroll, And he just bounces around wherever we need him from project to project. He can install a kitchen. He can paint. He can do anything. He can do anything and everything. So, and you know, when we have a deal, he'll be the lead on that flip. So he'll be in charge of doing pretty much everything. But then, like, we'll sub out the painters. We'll sub out carpet, obviously, and flooring. We'll sub that out to someone else. So, yeah, so our contractors are always rotating. We try to stick to the same ones, but, like, contractors, they'll go find another job. Somebody will pay more. But overall, we try to stick with the same guys, but you never know. You know, these guys are not as reliable. If you guys don't know this yet, contractors are not, like, the most reliable people. So that's why we have a... It's a constant rotation of contractors for us. We always have relationships with, like, the best ones, and the best ones usually recommend other best ones. All right, so going to what else? Wholetail. Wholetailing bucket of the business is very similar to flipping. I really like this because here's why. Because we don't have to do a full-out flip, especially if we get a really awesome deal through our lead generation people, virtual assistants. If we get an awesome deal in an awesome neighborhood, we don't need to do a full-out flip. The market is so hot that we literally can come in and just paint the house, maybe change the carpet, maybe sometimes we'll just do a clean-out, just a clean-out, and I'll have my cleaners come through and clean the house so it's spotless. And as long as the house is financeable on the market through, like, a conventional loan, we will throw it back on the market through a real estate agent, my wife, who literally sells that thing for a profit. And we are almost no money into it, you know, like on the rehab side. I mean, obviously there's acquisition costs. So that's the wholetail. Next is the rentals. A lot of people don't think that rentals are sexy, or nobody talks about rentals because they're kind of boring. But I'll tell you what, man, like, I started in the rental business, and in my opinion, like, it doesn't matter how all your other businesses are doing, the rental money will keep coming in every month. It's a consistent paycheck that I can rely on. Hey guys, so the one thing that helped me level up and accelerate my business growth and get to the next level, if I had to just give you one thing, it was the people I surrounded myself with. Let me explain. So every time I was getting stuck in the business, I didn't know the proper steps to take to get to the next level. I always surrounded myself with the right people. And I know it's not always easy to do, because when I joined these masterminds and these memberships, you know, it cost me tens of thousands of dollars. And, you know, I always had to travel somewhere to some sort of conference or an event. Now, when I look back and I think to myself, well, what would have helped me and what would have been easier and cheaper? Well, it would have been what I'm about to offer you. So let me tell you guys about the Roman Empire Academy private membership group. First of all, let me tell you guys the benefits that I'm offering. First of all, we're having a private membership discussion group just for members only, no outsiders, only you guys. And with that, we get a group setting where we can talk one-on-one or in the group, ask questions, question and answer session. And what I'm planning on doing is having weekly coaching calls with everyone within the membership community. Now, on these weekly coaching calls, I'm going to pick a topic every week. I'm going to pick a topic and dive deep into that topic. Now, speaking of topics, let me just give you guys some topics that we will be discussing within the community on our weekly coaching calls. House flipping is one of them. That's probably why you guys are following me, and everything relating to house flipping. Next, we're going to be talking about rental properties, new construction, how to transition into new construction. We're going to be talking about short-term rentals, Airbnbs, all my proven systems, all my proven operating systems that I've implemented in my business, buying off-market properties, how to manage properties, especially rental properties, like a pro. We're going to talk about team building, especially real estate team building, construction management, building your own construction crews, how to hire virtual assistants, how to run your business virtually. We're also going to be talking about tax strategies for real estate investment. We're also talking about banking, how to raise private money, how to become bankable, and so much more, guys. Now, on top of that, on top of all the benefits that I just told you guys, I am also offering a free probate marketing blueprint course with this membership. So if you sign up to this monthly membership with the weekly coaching calls, you also get the free probate marketing blueprint class that retails at $350 right now. And you get that for free. All right, guys, so we are starting the Roman Empire Academy private membership group in 2024. And what I'm going to do is put the link right in the bio so you can check it out and see if it's the right fit for you. Now, if you do think it's the right fit for you, hey, join up, sign up. There's no strings attached. You can cancel at any time. And I hope to see you on the other side, guys. All right, let's get back to the episode. So I'm always building out our rental portfolio to be bigger and bigger and bigger. We are approaching 30 units right now, but we're always looking for more and more and more. And rentals are so awesome. I mean, you know, we buy these things at a discounted rate through our lead generation bucket. And then we just remodel and put a tenant in there. And then 6 months later, we refinance them out. Basically, we do the BRRRR method. We refinance them out, and then we get more money on the refi than what we put in. So it's cash in our pocket, tax free refi proceeds. I mean, you can't beat that, and you get to keep the rental, and it's still cash flowing. So for the people that are not doing rentals, who are strictly flippers or wholesalers, like, I highly recommend you start actually owning some rental properties. Some properties that I bought back in the day for $20,000 or $30,000 are worth $140,000, $150,000 right now. As an example, I just bought a duplex 6 months ago for $50,000 off market. Okay. Through my lead generation team. We remodeled it, put about $10,000 into each unit, rented it out. Cash flows at $2,000 a month. I just refinanced it out for $140,000. I bought it for $50,000. Okay. So rentals are awesome, but you need to know the whole game. Okay. Like, you need to, but what I mean by that is it all starts with an awesome deal, and an awesome deal comes from your off-market leads, which we talked about in the previous podcast. But how off-market leads have changed, off-market deals have changed my life and my business. Okay, guys. So, again, rentals are awesome. Yeah, they're not that sexy, but they're awesome because they bring you consistent cash flow. And that's what it's all about. You know, rentals bring me consistent cash flow, but flips bring me some massive paychecks. So with you combine both of those, and man, you are living the life. So cool. So we discussed pretty much everything except for listings. Going back to rentals, one last thing. If you're going to own rentals, make sure you manage them right. I see a lot of people like just subbing that out to a management company, and they just run it into the ground. And, you know, management companies don't have your best interest if you haven't figured that out by now. So what I've done is I build out my own management company. And guess what? We're in the process of building it out right now. And it's going to be ran by virtual assistants. I'm not going to be touching it. It's going to be completely hands off. So yeah, I'll keep you updated on that as the podcasts go on. Okay. And the last one, let's talk about listings and dive deep into listings. So listings are just that. They're listings. Just another revenue stream. And since me and my wife are in the business together, she obviously lists all of our flips, all of our wholesales, and we have a deal with the broker. So basically, the deal is if we list our flip that we actually own, we list it at a different commission split than your average deal or your average listing. So there's that. The listings are great. And if I had to wrap all this up, I hope you guys see that you need multiple buckets in your business. And the more buckets you have, okay, the more or the better you can utilize each lead. And you can put it into a bucket where the profit margins are at its highest. If I had to like put that into different words, basically, if a lead comes in, for an example, that is a garbage lead that needs a lot of work, okay, and not in the best area, but I know it's a deal, I'm still going to lock it up, put it under contract, and wholesale it. Because I don't want to flip it. I don't want to wholetail it. I don't want to hold it as a rental. However, if a lead comes in and the house is decent without any major problems, major foundational issues or anything like that, and I know that I can get like $1,500 a month for it in rent, I'll put it into the rental bucket and I'll keep it as a rental. Because I know that the highest ROI on this lead is keeping it as a rental. But if I know that I get an awesome lead and I can take this lead and make six figures on the flip with maybe 2 months of renovation, I'll take that as a flip all day. I wouldn't put that into my rental bucket, and I sure won't wholesale it, because if I wholesale it, I might only make half of that. But if I know that I can flip it and I can take it down as a flip, then I'll go ahead and buy it myself and flip it or wholetail it and make those six figures. So I look through every lead that comes in. I look through all these lenses: wholesale, flipping, wholetail, and rental listing. I look at the five lenses and I utilize each one of them and I see, all right, what's the best return for this lead? So yeah, guys, so that this podcast was basically about the structure of the business. I talked about everything that we do and how we do it. I went into detail on some stuff into each bucket of our business. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully I opened your eyes to some of it. The last thing I did promise you, and I will talk about, is the legal structure, okay? Let's just quickly glance over the legal structure, and that's it. So the legal structure is this. Everything is ran under my company name, which is RS Professional Homes. Everything is ran under that. That is an LLC that I set up under, that's taxed as an S corporation, okay? So most of my businesses are ran through this S corporation. A CPA can file this for you. It's not that hard. I mean, the LLC you can open yourself through the state's website, Secretary of State's website. That's easy. And then you make that and you turn that LLC into an S corporation by filing a document with the IRS, and your accountant or your CPA can do that for you. Very simple, very easy. By keeping everything as an S corp, I think you're getting a 15% tax break just by having an S corporation, because you're it's called active income. By flipping, wholesaling, and wholetailing, it's active income. So it's best to keep your business as an S corporation. Now, listen, I'm not a CPA, but that's what my CPA told me, and that's how I have it structured. For my rentals, however, I keep that in a separate LLC. Okay, it's just an LLC. I keep it separated from my flips, wholesales, and wholetails, and I even branded my rental company differently than I did my my flipping company. So my flipping company, RS Professional Homes, is different than my rental company, which is Cozy Estates, and I keep those separate, and I branded them differently just so they don't overlap. And one of the main reasons is tenants get pissed a lot of times because of whatever reason, a lot of tenants just are, you know, miserable people, especially when they move out. That's when all the hate comes out for whatever reason. You know, you're the big bad landlord all of a sudden when they're moving out. And I just didn't want renters to go in and just destroy my flipping company online. So by like Google, you know, reviews, Google reviews and stuff like that, and just bad mouthing and leaving bad reviews, that will basically destroy the credibility of my flipping company. So I didn't want that. That's why I keep those two separate. My flipping company is a separate entity. It has its own track record, its own reviews online. And my rental business is the same thing, and its own entity. And I didn't even create a Google review page for my rentals because I already know what they're going to be. If you look at any management company, pull up any management company that manages rental properties, and it's usually a two-star company because renters just freaking destroy your name as a management company. So I don't even open that door. I keep my rental company separate, and I don't let people leave reviews about it because it's strictly a management company. That's all it is. It manages just my portfolio. We don't take outside clients. So that's it, guys. Hopefully with this podcast, if you haven't noticed yet, I'm trying to open up your eyes to as much as you can by giving you my experiences and the way I build out my business or my empire, quote unquote. No matter how big or small yours is, hopefully you can use some of these tactics and you can make more money in your business. And especially in today's podcast, you got to see every single bucket of my business and how we utilize all of it to make the most money. So hopefully you learned a thing or two. And yeah, I'll see you on the next one, guys. Peace.